Hi, we have cards for September 12th and 13th, 2022, and they are the Page of Cups reversed, the Ten of Coins, and the King of Wands, the Lizard King. We can't really ignore the tidal wave of reaction to the passing of England's Queen Elizabeth, from weeping crowds to calls for abolishment of the monarchy altogether. Her royal passing is a very big deal. Rest in peace, Elizabeth. What a life. We have a royal family card today in the center, the Ten of Coins or Pentacles, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, a card of established generational wealth, and in the past position, a card that represents a child with emotional or mental challenges or disabilities. You know, every royal family has one, inbred to the point of no longer being able to breed altogether. The reversed Page of Cups, though, Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer, could simply just have been a spoiled, selfish brat. I have the Wild Unknown deck out today, as the world feels very wild and unknown, scary to some, and exciting and challenging and changing to others, or it could just be these strange and surreal full moon monsoons. There are no humans in this deck, only animals. The Ten of Coins traditionally shows us three generations of family in the old garden of an old chateau/castle, and although wealthy, not necessarily the happy family that we see on the Ten of the Loving Suit of Cups. The Page of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, was and is called the Princess of Cups in some decks, and today he or she is in the past position, reversed. On the black and white card is a goblet emanating gentle, flickering rays of pale blue, orange, and yellow. Hovering protectively over the cups is a large white swan, which are in the UK all owned by the Queen, and these days a protected species. In the upcoming position, the King of Wands, Leo, Sagittarius, Aries, is the Father of Wands, a black-eyed cobra, upright, hood flared, and flicking a forked tongue. There are good doctors, and there are quacks. There are good mechanics and hacks, and there are gifted and skilled psychics, and then there are people like the two women I've never seen before, who I saw yesterday on YouTube, who appeared to be discussing, like the rest of the world news, the passing of the Queen. These two were apparently psychics. The popular theory is that Charles will abdicate and kick the whole football to William, but I don't care about all that. These two had spoken to someone in the know who had actually seen the Queen turn into a lizard. They were there. There is no denying it. She was a reptilian, as was the entire family, and not only that. There were other witnesses who had not only seen the Queen morph, but also her husband, Prince Philip. How can they be reptilian? Why, they turn themselves into rainbows. That's power. This is very serious to some people. I'll leave the astrology of the royals to the many astrologers out there, but it's interesting. And endlessly entertaining. I don't know who they are, but they're Americans and they're on a mission. I have no idea what it is, but consider yourself informed. There are witnesses. She was a bloody egg-laying reptile-hatching reptilian. Fair enough.